Welcome to Mind the Gap by Fresh Chat, a podcast where experts and hustlers share their stories on growth, marketing, and customer experience. I'm Abhishek, and I'm your host for the day. As marketers, our job is to get people to our website. It does not end there. It's only when they perform a desirable action is when we actually hit our KPIs. If there's one vehicle that can help us with this, it's the CRO. Today's guest, Pep Laya, is the founder of Conversion Excel. Conversion Excel is the CRO institute that helps marketers learn from the top 1% in the industry. Pep talks to us today about CRO advice for businesses at each stage, trends in CRO, behavioral design, and why processes matter over tactics.
So, how would you define a CRO, and what do you think it is, and what do you think it's not?
Conversion optimization is getting more people to take action on your website, on your pages, where whatever that action may be, sign up for your newsletter, purchase something, you know, you name it. So how can we get more people to do whatever we want them to do? That's conversion optimization.
Right. And what would be your advice for somebody who is just starting with a CRO, struggling with a CRO, and doing well with a CRO? You know, there are three kinds of people today. People who are doing it really well, people who are just starting it, and people who are struggling with it. What would be your advice for them?
As I see it, conversion optimization is 80% about research, user research, qualitative, quantitative research, and 20% about experimentation. So if you're a complete beginner, you don't know anything, I mean, I guess it might be helpful to first learn some of the best practices. What are best practices for a high converting homepage, product page, checkout page, you know, you name landing page, doesn't matter. Because, you know, best practices, well, best practice is not optimization. Your best practice is your first hypothesis of, like, you should be at least this good to start, and then you optimize from there. So if you're a complete beginner, you should first familiarize yourself with, you know, what are best practices for various layouts. Now, if you know what those are, if you're like intermediate level, you gotta focus on research, like how to conduct proper conversion research. Because if you're not getting wins, like either your A/B tests are not winning, or, you know, you make changes on your website and, you know, results are not getting any better, in 99% of cases, it's because you're changing or testing things that make no difference. So if your approach to testing or changing things on your website is like, it's like, I wonder what would happen if it would change this to this. I mean, of course, if that's your approach, you're an idiot. You should not do that. It's a waste of fucking time. So you need to understand what are the actual real problems on your website. So first, quantitatively, looking at your web analytics, your mouse tracking data, where is it that users are dropping out? Where on your page, you know, like every page on your website is leaking money. So where is it leaking the most? Where are people leaving the site? What are they doing? What are they not doing? So all the quantitative analysis tells you what is happening, where, how much. Then you do qualitative research, which means talking to your user either through surveys, email, live chat, calling them, in-person interviews, user testing, things like that. And that helps you understand why people are not taking the desired, like what's holding them back, what's the friction they're experiencing, what are their goals to begin with, and how is it that your goals and their goals are not aligned. So you need to understand what are the specific problems. And every change on your website, every A/B test has to be a solution to a problem. Even if you understand what the problem is, you don't know what the right solution is, hence experimentation. And if you're an advanced level practitioner, you know, there are no limits on how good you can get with conversion research. And of course, how you run your experimentation program. So the statistics, like, you really need to know your stats, because, like, if you and your tests too early, you have too low power in your test, if you have too low sample size, all your research efforts are destroyed in this phase. So you really need to know your testing statistics.
Right. Now, if you were to give an advice for a marketer today who's running a CRO experiment, or to a startup founder who does not have a CRO tool, but if you were to give him, say, three important things that's emerged today. Now, people have read about the colors of buttons, the placements of buttons, where to have the nav bar, where to have your data, what to have in H1 and all that. But the trends are changing, and you, in my assumption, would have looked at a lot more data from a CRO experiment standpoint. What are the three new trends that you've seen that the new age companies can adopt to?
Trends are not important at all. Well, the only thing that matters is, what are your users thinking about your site? What are their needs? What do they want? What is it that they're trying to accomplish on your site? And what are the problems with your site that is not helping them achieve their goals? So the conversion will happen if your website will help them achieve their goals. And in order to do that, you need to understand what is it that they want and what's holding them back from taking action. So if you think about behavioral design, so behavioral design says desired action happens when three things converge. There is high user motivation, and this can be either intrinsic user motivation or and also you should, you know, externally increase their motivation through copywriting and making a valuable offer. And then you should lower the friction, so you know, make it really easy to take action on your site, and then put an offer on your path. So as a startup founder, as a marketer running experiments, first and foremost, you have to think about these two levers that you have. How can I increase their motivation to take action? And secondly, how can I reduce the friction, make it easier, increase their ability to take action? So you don't want to ask them for action before you've taken care of these two things. So like, if on your homepage somebody comes to a site and you have a big sign up now button, they're not going to sign up because they don't even know what you're about. Their motivation is very, very low. They're not going to take action. It's a waste of an effort. So you need to first and foremost make sure that they understand, you know, the offer, what it is, and make them want it, and make it easy to take action. And only then you can put a, you know, call to action button on their path.
Right. Okay. The interdependencies between a CRO and an SEO, how do you think they work together?
Well, they work together, you know, perfectly well. So in most cases, there are no inherent conflicts between the two. I guess some issues might be where, let's say it's an e-commerce category page. And, you know, as an SEO, you want that page to rank well. So you want to put, you know, copy on the page. So it would rank better on Google and whatnot. But as a user from a CRO perspective, if you land on a category page, the only thing you care about is the products. So if there's a bunch of SEO copy above the fold that pushes the key content that I as a user want to see down, you're hurting your conversions. So that's where you need to find some happy medium there. So usually the SEO impact is still there, even if you move the SEO copy, you know, below the fold, maybe even to the bottom of the page. Because also Google rewards you these days for making the user happy. So if you have a low bounce rate, user comes to your page and does not hit the back button right away, because what he or she sees is relevant. If I'm looking for shoes, I come to an e-commerce category page and now I see 500 words of like some SEO copy. That's not what I want. I'll hit the back button. Your bounce rate goes up. Google will punish you by, you know, giving you lower rankings. So I think as an SEO these days, user engagement metrics, you know, matter. And hence what's best for the user is also the best SEO.
Right. And, you know, I'm talking from the angle of hiring or being a marketer. Now, if you were to hire somebody for the CRO's position, you know, for somebody who takes care of conversion rate optimization for a marketing team, for any company, what are the qualities that you would look for in him?
Well, first and foremost, if I need to hire somebody, you know, you want to look at the hard skills. So, you know, you can't call yourself a conversion optimization person if you don't have the skills. So what are the skills a conversion optimization person needs? So first of all, of course, you need to be really understand the process of conversion optimization, how it works. So usually I like to ask somebody, an applicant. So let's imagine that, you know, you got fired and you just landed a new job being a conversion optimization manager at, you know, whatever e-commerce company. And your goal is to improve the conversion rate by 20% per year. How would you do it? And maybe I even show them the website. Let's say, oh, maybe it's eBay who hired you. As soon as they start telling me tactical stuff like, oh, I mean, I would make the button bigger and I would move this text here and I would change this wording here. Like if they're focusing on tactics, it instantly tells me they don't know what they're doing. Because experts, true practitioners, focus on the process, not the tactics. Tactics come way later. Tactics come when you understand the problem. The process is there to figure out what the problems are. So that is one thing. Second, you know, you need to have top-notch analytic skills, digital analytic skills. I would ask people like, you know, what are you measuring? What kind of metrics do you pay attention to? How are you looking at this? What are your top three go-to reports to look at in analytics to understand that where people are leaking money? Or how would you look at correlative factors? Which behaviors on a website correlate with higher conversion rate? Things like that. They need to be really good at qualitative research, gathering the right data. So I would definitely ask them like how, you know, which methods would you use to get it? What would you ask? Really important. How would you ask it? And then once you have this data, how would you analyze qualitative free format data? So to really understand how they would go about it. And in terms of personal qualities, I mean, you need to be just a curious person because we're ultimately we are in the business of problem solving here. So you need to be curious. Two, you need to have discipline and rigor. We can't shoot from the hip, so to speak, in this discipline. You need to be numbers driven. You need to know your statistics. And I'm okay if a junior person is, you know, let's say less stats savvy to begin with, but it has curiosity and interest to learn more. Because ultimately, if you're a type of person who is committed to learning and growing, and you have no dogmas, no, you know, holy cows, you just want to find out what's truth, then you can go places.
Right. Now, the next round of questions are something that we call the rapid fire round. What's your favorite book?
Oh, that's a tough one. I would rather go with what's a really good book I recently read, because I mean, I read great books all the time.
Sure. So what's the favorite book that you recently read?
A non-business book would be Sapiens. Totally blew my mind 57 times. It's amazing. I recommend everybody read Sapiens. And for a business book, my recent favorite was Rand Fishkin's Lost and Founder, about his you know, personal storytelling with Moz and growing Moz and the challenges he had. You know, very entertaining, full of lessons. You know, I highly recommend it.
Right. Okay. What's your favorite marketing resource?
Conversion Excel.
Right. Right. And what does Pep do, or what do you do when you're not looking at data? When you're not looking at conversion optimization, when you're not skimming through those bunch of data in terms of seeing how the usage pattern is, how the users are behaving, when you're not doing any of these, what do you do?
When I'm not at work, I'm either at home playing with my kids or I'm lifting heavy weights.
Okay. Now, I'm going to say a series of words. I'm just trying to be impromptu here. I'm going to say a series of words, and can you tell me what comes on your mind when you listen to them?
Uh-huh.
What do you think of when you hear the word growth hacking generally?
Typically, I'm reserved. I'm like cautious. That being said, you know, some of the stuff might be good. But typically, when people talk about growth hacks, it's you know, not much of a hack, and you know, not really about growth. So I would say skeptical.
Okay. What do you think of when you hear the word email marketing now?
Ah, I'm thinking money. you know, that's where the money is.
Okay. And what do you think about, so because chat and live chat and messaging tools are very close to us, or and that's where I come from. What do you think of when you think of a live chat as a tool?
Again, money. I mean, for us at CXL Institute, live chat is the lifeblood of a business. It's our most important channel for interacting with our customers. Yeah, I mean, I love chat. It's great. People these days don't want to call because phone call is like a high pressure situation. Nobody wants to be in that situation. Live chat while you're anonymous is great. Typically, if done right, it's instantaneous. You get, you know, answers to your specific questions right away. So yeah, if you're not doing live chat, you're missing out.
Okay. And that's a wrap. We've done the podcast here.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to Mind the Gap. Subscribe to our podcast at freshchat.com/mindthegap. You can check out our upcoming episodes and ask questions to our guest by sending an audio message there. If you enjoyed today's episode, share it with the world. See you guys soon.